and Iran's oil exports in place. A permanent and comprehensive settlement on Iran's nuclear program may or may not be in sight. But Iran watchers agree on this. Negotiations would never have begun without effective sanctions. Uri Berliner, NPR News.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News.
Support for KERA comes from you, our members, and from
Lynn Tillotson Pinker & Cox, a Texas trial and litigation firm dedicated to complex litigation when the results truly matter. Information at
LynnLLP.com. Committed to helping people with their charitable giving options. More information at givebacktexas.org.
From the KERA newsroom, I'm Sam Baker. Ahead, a look at two musical tributes to John F. Kennedy that debuted in Dallas over the weekend. And today's edition of Vital Signs focuses on statin drugs at the center of a debate over new cholesterol guidelines. But first, the winter weather North Texans brace for all weekend. The winter storm warning issued by the National Weather Service was reduced to a winter weather advisory late yesterday. Dennis Cavanaugh with the National Weather Service office in Fort Worth says that's because there was less threat of the most dangerous precipitation for travel.
Because we weren't expecting sleet anymore. Sleet is kind of ice that accumulates, you know, no matter what the road temperature is. We're now expecting a mix of rain or freezing rain. And at this point, since temperatures are hovering right around freezing, it's mainly going to be rain.
But Cavanaugh says that's not a green light to resume business as usual on the roadways. There's still concern about black ice, especially on bridges and overpasses, so he urges drivers to take it slow. The National Weather Service expects temperatures to rise and stay above freezing after 9 this morning. And while the storm may have been weaker than expected, it has affected DFW Airport. About 180 departures scheduled for today have been canceled, including more than 100 American Airlines flights. Any American passenger who is supposed to fly out today or fly into DFW from another airport can rebook their ticket for tomorrow without a penalty fee. That's only true, though, for travelers who made reservations on or before November 22nd. Dallas audiences heard two music premieres this weekend, both commissioned to celebrate John F. Kennedy's legacy on the 50th anniversary of his assassination. KERA's Bill Zeeble reports listeners found the symphonic work and chamber piece moving and effective, whether they lived through trauma a half century ago or not.
The Dallas Symphony Orchestra premiered Conrad Tau's The World Is Very Different Now Thursday night with performances through yesterday. Audiences KERA talked to couldn't believe pianist, violinist, and composer Tao is still a teenager.
Oh my God, 19, and he wrote this, and he said...
It's amazing at 19 to be able to do that.
Carol Rawitcher and Gilbert Brunneman loved the performance. Although Tao wrote it as a standalone work, a video of archival Kennedy scenes ran in the concert hall. Rawitcher said the music was almost the soundtrack.
It's wonderful. And I don't like contemporary music as a rule. It also grabbed the spirit of what happened. It was the joy and then the sadness and then the hope. And you could just feel that. And the video helped, I think.
Brunneman, an eyewitness to the assassination, agreed.
Oh, I thought it was great, especially the beginning with the Kennedy, with the film and all of that. I was really interested because I was right there when he was killed. So, you know, it brought back memories.
The piece was moving for Brandon Walker, too, who was born decades after the assassination.
You know, you could tell that in the beginning of the piece, it had a very presidential, the trumpets coming in, it had a upbeat feel, and then you could follow the piece through everything that happened. You could kind of feel that energy, and then the drop, and kind of almost that interference of the alto saxophone coming in and saying, oh my gosh, something happened.
Composer Tao said he did not write the piece as a score with a storyline, but that's how many took it. The Nasher Sculpture Center also co-commissioned a piece by composer Stephen Mackey. In contrast to Tao's full orchestral score, Mackey wrote a more intimate, though longer piece for a string quartet called One Red Rose.
I wasn't so much trying to depict scene as more feelings, you know, just sort of emotion. It's kind of like that for me, but I can see how people will bring their own recollections to it, and that's fine with me.
Mackey's music, composed more with Jacqueline Kennedy in mind than Jack, was exciting to Kenneth Ajmam.
It was just like a very touching, very moving piece. That was like really intense, really heavy, dark, deep, and like towards the end it just got to be, I guess, a lot more happier. Just, we couldn't really forget about the accomplishments that he had and just the mark that he had.
Many who heard Stephen Mackey's piece and that by Conrad Tau say both composers left their mark on Dallas this weekend. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.
New guidelines about who should take statin drugs to lower cholesterol focus more on risk factors than patients' actual cholesterol number. Amid the controversy over those recommendations, today's installment of KERA's Vital Signs looks at what statins are and how they work. I spoke with Dr. Roberta Wise of Methodist Charlton Medical Center.
Statins block a certain pathway where you tend to form bad cholesterol, if you will. And statins are drugs that reduce production of cholesterol in a large group of patients.
There are several types of statins, though. What differentiates one from the others?
Medium potency statins and high potency statins. There is a group which you can expect a reduction in cholesterol of about 30%, and there's a certain group of statins where you can expect a reduction of a 50 to 60%.
How potentially dangerous are statins?
Statins are actually very safe. There are multiple studies done and where we have gone from straight body count, where we check for mortality, and statins have always come ahead. There are studies where we've done mortality and complications. Statins have come ahead. And statins have complications just like any medication, and that's why they should be monitored. That's why part of being on a statin is having your cholesterol monitored. Statins, the most reported side effect is muscle aches. But that's a discussion that you have to have with your doctor, and it has to be monitored.
But you did mention muscle pain, for instance, as side effects. Others that have been listed are like headaches, abdominal pain, bloating, diarrhea. Even in some rare cases, liver damage and memory impairment, muscle damage.
Well, there are a lot of side effects described. The muscle aches seem to be more common in people that are less active. And there's some studies showing that you also, if you have a low vitamin D level, that may compound the problem. Liver function tests have to be monitored when you take statins, and they have to be monitored at least twice a year. Usually, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen in the very beginning. If you have been on a very stable regimen with statins for years, your chances of having significant damage are much, much less. It seems to be what we call in medicine an idiosyncratic reaction. Some people do get it, some people don't get it.
Is taking a statin drug enough?
No, taking a statin doesn't give you a pass. We want you to take the medication when appropriate, but we want you to diet, we want you to exercise, we want you to have a healthy life.
Once you are put on a statin drug, are you on that for life?
Well, based on current guidelines, some groups will be on statins for life. If you have a cholesterol that is borderline and you can exercise, lose weight, have a better diet, you may be able to get to a target that you and your doctor are comfortable with. There's some things that you cannot modify, like your age, your sex, your family history, your genetic makeup. And some people have familial dyslipidemia. You come in with already to the world with a deck stacked against you. Those will have to be on statins forever. But that tool allows us to see what is your risk in the next 10 years. And if through multiple, I guess, non-pharmacological interventions, you can bring your risk down to 3% to 2% in 10 years, at that point, you and your doctor may decide that medications are not adding enough to you for you to take them.
Dr. Roberto Wise is a cardiologist at Methodist Charlton Medical Center. There's more about statin drugs and the new controversial recommendations at breakthroughs.kera.org. You can like KERA on Facebook or follow us on Twitter. From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Sam Baker.
Support for NPR comes from NPR member stations and from Reprise Records with Foreverly by Billy Joe Armstrong and Nora Jones, traditional Americana songs from the Everly Brothers, songs our daddy taught us, available now. From United Healthcare, with information on doctors, treatment options, and cost estimates for patients to make educated health decisions, UHC.com. And from MailChimp, an email newsletter service used by more than 3 million people and businesses around the world. More at MailChimp.com. This is NPR.